Nobody could prove that, Hank. They got me on a bum rap. I killed a man in the ring, you see, and sort of got taken with the kick. One of these killers with boxing gloves, is that what you're telling me, Red? No, I didn't say that, did I? I never could get used to those pillows you wore. No, this wasn't no televised main event from the Cow Palace. I'm more what you call a backlot boxer. The guy hooked his thumbs in his pockets to mock McMurphy. You are more what I call a backlot bull thrower. Now, I didn't say that bull throwing wasn't also one of my abilities, did I? But I want you to look here. He put his hands up in the guy's face, real close, turning them over slowly, palm and knuckle. You ever see a man get his poor old meat hook so pitiful chewed up from just throwing the bull? Did you, Hank? He held those hands in the guy's face a long time, waiting to see if the guy had anything else to say. The guy looked at the hands and at me and back at the hands. When it was clear he didn't have anything else real pressing to say, McMurphy walked away from him to the other guy leaning against the pop cooler and plucked the doctor's $10 bill out of his fist and started for the grocery store next to the station. You boys tally what the gas comes to and send the bill to the hospital, he called back. I intend to use the cash to pick up some refreshments for the men. I believe we'll get that in place of windshield wipes and 88% oil filters. By the time he got back, everybody was feeling cocky as fighting roosters and calling orders to the service station guys to check the air and the spare and wipe the windows and scratch that bird dropping off the hood if you please, just like we owned the show. When the big guy didn't get the windshield to suit Billy, Billy called him right back. You didn't get the spot where the bug hit. That wasn't a bug, the guy said sullenly, scratching at it with his fingernail. That was a bird. Martini called all the way from the other car that it couldn't have been a bird. There'd be feathers and bones if it was a bird. A man riding a bicycle stopped to ask what was the idea of all the green uniforms, some kind of club? Harding popped right up and answered him. No, my friend, we are lunatics from the hospital up the highway. Psycho-ceramics, the cracked pots of mankind. Would you like me to decipher a Rorschach for you? No, you must hurry on. Oh, he's gone. Pity. He turned to McMurphy. Never before did I realize that mental illness could have the aspect of power. Power. Think of it. Perhaps the more insane a man is, the more powerful he could become. Hitler is an example. Fear makes the old brain reel, doesn't it? Food for thought there. Billy punched a beer can for the girl, and she flustered him so with her bright smile and her, "Thank you, Billy," that he took to opening cans for all of us. While the pigeons fretted up and down the sidewalk with their hands folded behind their backs.